O dear white children, casual as birds, playing among the ruined languages, so small beside their large, confusing words, so gay against the greater silences of dreadful things you did. From Anthem for St. Cecilia's Day, W. H. Auden. Part 1. Moon. Your face is not an organ. We went to the moon to have fun, but the moon turned out to completely suck. We went on Friday because there was shit all to do at home. It was the beginning of spring break. Everything at home was boring. Link Arwaker was like, "I'm so null," and Marty was all, "I'm null too, unit." But, I mean, we were all pretty null because for the last, like, hour we'd been playing with three uninsulated wires that were coming out of the wall. We were trying to ride shocks off them. So Marty told us there was this fun place for low grav on the moon. Low grav can be kind of stupid, but this was supposed to be good. It was called the Ricochet Lounge. We thought we'd go there for a few days with some of the girls and stay at a hotel there and go dancing. We flew up and our feeds were burbling all sorts of things about where to stay and what to eat. It sounded pretty fun, and at first there were lots of pictures of dancing and people with romper gills and metal wings, and I was like, this'll be big, really big. But then I guess I wasn't so skip when we were flying over the surface of the moon itself, because the moon was just like it always is after your first few times there, when you get over being like, whoa, unit, the moon, the goddamn moon. And instead, there's just the rockiness and the suckiness and the craters all being full of old broken shit, like domes nobody's using anymore, and wrappers and claws. The thing I hate about space is that you can feel how old and empty it is. I don't know if the others felt like I felt about space, but I think they did because they all got louder, they all pointed more and squeezed close to Link's window. You need the noise of your friends in space. I feel real sorry for people who have to travel by themselves. In space, that must suck. When you're going places with other people, with this big group, everyone is leaning toward each other, and people are laughing, and they're chatting, and things are great. And it's just like in a commercial for jeans, or something with nougat. To make some noise, Link started to move his seat up and back to whack Marty's knees. I was trying to sleep for the last few minutes of the flight because there was nothing to see except broken things in space. And when we're going hard, I get real sleepy real easy, and I didn't want to be null for the units on the moon at the hotel if any of them were youch. I guess if I'm honest, then I was hoping to meet someone on the moon. Maybe part of it was the loneliness of the craters, but I was feeling like it was maybe time to hook up with someone again, because it had been a couple of months. At parties, I was starting to get real lonely, even when there were other people around me, and it's worse when you leave. Then there's that silence when you're driving home alone in the up car, and there's nothing but the feed telling you, this is the music you heard, this is the music you missed, this is what's new. Listen. And it'd be good to have someone to download with. It'd be good to have someone in the up car with you, flying home with the lights underneath you and the green faces of mothers that you can see halfway through the windows of dropping vans. As we flew across the surface of the moon, I couldn't sleep. Link was playing with his seat like an asshole. He was moving it forward and backward. Marty had dropped his bird, these fake birds that were the big spit and lots of people had them, and Marty's bird was floating off because there was hardly any gravity, and whenever he leaned out to get his bird, Link would slam his seat back like Meg Hard and it would go bam on Marty's face, and they would start laughing. Marty would be all like, "Unit, just wait one," and Link would be, "Go for it, try it," and Marty would be like, "Unit, you are so," and then they would be all big laughing, and I felt like a complete bone sprocket for trying to sleep when there was fun. I kept hoping the waitress lady would say something to make him shut up for a minute, but as soon as we got out of Earth's gravitational zone, she had gone all gaga over the duty-free. I didn't want to be sleepy and all, like, stupid, but I'd been drinking pretty hard the night before and had been in Mal and was feeling kind of like shit. So it was not a good way to start this whole trip to the moon, with the seat thumping on Marty's face and him going, "Unit, I'm trying to get my bird!" Link was saying, "Go for it!" And Marty went, "Link Whacker, shit! You're doing all this meg damage to my knees and my face!" "Kiss the chair, pucker up." They both started laughing again. "Okay," said Marty. "Okay, just tell me which of my frickin' organs you're gonna smash this time." "Keep your tray in the upright position." "Like what organ? Just tell me."